so there's a fascinating Gemara here, a real Yesodistic Gemara. Hopefully we'll see how Lav Dafka Nogei adjusting what the Gemara says specifically. So just to get a little background. The Gemara here is talking about the inyan of bringing a karbon on behalf of one's friend. So the Gemara starts off with a little background. Hufam Rav Yochanan HaKol Tzrichim Das Chutzim Chutzir Kapara Shari Adam Mevi Karbon Albono V'Albonos V'Aktanu. So the Gemara says that Rav Yochanan held that a person can bring a karbon on behalf of his friends, except with the exception of a Mechusir Kapara, certain karbonos that are give a person a status of being Mechusir Kapara, that they can't eat kachim until they bring that last karbon, which is a stage in Tara, meaning that you have the tefillah, you have the preparatory stages that gives a miktas Tara, and then you have the full shlemus Tara with the karbon, and you fulfill the and you fill up the chisaron of the kapar. Shayada mevi karbon albanov albanos vaktanim. Because you see that a person could bring a karbon for his child. So lo gara, lo, there's no difference between a child and a friend. Elamiyata, frektikamar kasha. Elamiyata, yavi adam chatas chelev al chadero. So then why can't a person bring a chatas on the isser of chelev for his friend? Shekein adam mevi al ishto shote. Krebiuda, because the Gemara brought earlier that a person could bring a karbon, and the Gemara is assuming right now that that karbon was a chatas chelev for his wife, who's a shaytu, who can't bring it for herself. Alam Rabbi Lozer, so why did Rabbi Lozer say, Hifrish chatas chelev, achavir, lo yasaklum? So once we're being medama, the din of bringing it for family members to chavero, so then you should extend it to the din of chatas chelev. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is going on to reject it, even though it doesn't beferish reject it, the Gemara is going to reject that your interpretation of this shayt, ishta shayta for a chatas chelev can't be. Why? Gemara says, logically, it deduces that it can't be. Because Gemara says, ishto shayte hechidami. Now, what's your case of an ishto shayte that you're being mafresh achatas chelev? She did an iser? Ida achlik she shayte if they ate it when she was a shayte labas karboni. She's not chayiv in a karbon. She's not a bar chayiv in mitzvah. So why would she be chayiv in a karbon? Ida achlik she pikachas. And if she ate it when she was a pikeach, v'nishtatis, and then she became a shayte. So Gemara says, also the Gemara is... it's a puzzle of carbon. If a person eats chelev, they eat fresh carbon, and then he was mafresh carbon, vinishtate, and then he loses his das, v'chazer vinishtate, and then he comes back, puzzle hol v'nincha yidcha. So Gemara says that carbon is puzzle. So the Gemara slices it. The Gemara says it's never shayach. You're gonna have a shayte that's ever gonna be chayv chatas chelev. So it must be your whole interpretation is wrong. This Gemara is assuming that there's dichui by Balei Chayim. There's a major sugya in Yuma, sugya in Sukkah, sugya in Zvachim, whether or not major machlekes Amoraim, Tanoim, whether or not the din of dichui applies to a live animal. So this Gemara is obviously assuming, yes, that the din of dichui applies. So that might be the answer to a Shvei Rambam here.
What live animal is supposed to what? When is there dichui?
Meaning, let's say something happens. Let's say something happens to the bailim, you know, after the shechita, or after the, or to the mizbeach, or to the all other. All yeah, there's a separate sugya called dichui by balei chayim. That once the as long as the animal is alive, so there's not going to be dichui. Only after the avodah started, or you know that would be the din of dichui, because now the dam was not roi either. Mizbeach got nifkam, or the vaylim were not roi anymore. So that's the yeah. Elamiata. This is the Gemara that I'd like to talk about. Elamiata yavi adam pesach achaver. So the Gemara says you're right. So fine. So we can't make that comparison. Lagabe chatas chelev. But what about the din of Pesach? Elamiyata yavi adam Pesach al-chaver, shekein adam mevi al-bono v'al-bonos v'aktan. Because we can take the same comparison, and we know that the din is a person could bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of his children. So my shna, the fact that I can give it I can bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of my children, so now I should be able to bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of my friend. Alama Amar Rabbi Lazar Hifrish Pesach HaChaver Loyas of Loklum. Why is it that Rabbi Lazar said that if I was mafrish a Pesach for my friend, it is not chal, right? Unless obviously I was representing him, but Shalemi Daito, I can't be mafrish a carbon Pesach on his behalf. You have to think in the times of the carbon Pesach, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, which Mirtz Hashem will be zeicha to, this could be a lamaisa shailo. You know, person doesn't remember whatever it is. Someone's mafrish on his behalf. So is it good or not? The Gemara says no good. So Gemara says why not? If I could do it for my children, I should be able to do it for my friend. Amar Abzeir is Dr. Abzeir sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. No, the Gemara says there's no raya because the din is sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. So what does that mean? Sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. Zuktaran. Amar Abzeir is sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. Second line, second wide line. Loilam b'chiha don. Miumi pesach lamotzi lemeduk. You can't learn out from Pesach. Why? The sela beis avos lav d'oraisa. What does that mean? Timinat Torah einak tanim tzrichim leimonos b'seh im b'nei chabura. Because the din is that by ketanim specifically, sela beis avos lav d'oraisa means they don't have to be monoi. So therefore, it's not going to be able to be extrapolated to the din of your friend who needs to be monoi. Good. So that's the tchiyah of the Gemara, and then the Gemara just goes on to prove this.
What?
I forget this
from
like,
how does that mean what the Ron is saying? Like, it doesn't
sound like the din that ketanim have to be nismane on the carbon is not minatayr.
But the word sela beis avos.
Sela beis avos, that everyone has to be included inside the on the carbon.
Sela beis avos that comes to include everyone does not include children.
Right.
You know, there's a sela beis avos, which sounds like, okay.
Right, the whole ganze mishpacha.
But that, even though those are the words that are in the Torah, it's not coming to include children.
Right, meaning you don't have to be mamana, your whole family. You could just do it on your own.
Got it.
If sela beis avos d'oraisa, it means I would have to be mamana then. Right? Ela oichle mimenu afal pishalei nimnola. That's what the Ran continues to say. Really cut it off a little too short. Celebrate all that. Ain't a ktan and tzrich limonos b'seh and bnei chabura. They don't have to be nismana. Hello, eichle mimenu afal pishalenim. No, that's what it means. Lav d'oraisa means celebrate all means the family. Nah, that doesn't need mina. That doesn't. That's lav d'oraisa.
It's an exception to the requirement.
Exactly. So this is where things get interesting. So the Gemara goes on. I'm going to skip the end of the Gemara. The Gemara just proves this din that sela beis avos lav d'oraisa from a mishnah. So I'm just to save time. I'm not going to read it inside. The Ran continues in that Ran that we were saying. Says the afal gav the ein pesach nerchal el minuyev. So the Ran has an implied kasha here. So Ran's saying I understand something, but there's a din that you're not allowed to eat korban pesach. There's an iser. You're not allowed to eat carbon Pesach if it's shaloi l'menuyim. If you're not nismane on my carbon Pesach, so it's not just that, it's also for you to eat it, right? So zok deran achidish, honey mili biru'uyin lihimonos. Avokanem divav nehachi leslomba. So the Ran says achidish, and this is important to keep in mind when it comes to Pesach. Zok deran, the iser, the nature of the iser, of eating of tachoisu, that you have to be memane yourself on the Karban Pesach in order to eat it, and if you're not nismane, it's also to eat it, that iser was only said to people that are ru'uyin lihimanos. But if you never have the ability to be nismane, why? Like the Briskarov explains, because minoy on a Karban Pesach is mamish like a kinyan. The psukim say, mishchu chulachem, mikan, you learn the dine kinyonim from the lashonos of the psukim by korban pesach by the minoy, because there's mamish. It was a financial. It was like we've been talking about tefilas kelim. Like it was a financial transaction. There was a transaction. There was a kinyan, Zakta Briskarov, and that was the way you became Nismana. It wasn't just in the world of Kodshim, some heebie-jeebie magic. There was a you were kind of chelek. So if you're not royally manis, you're not a bar kinyan, so amela, the iser also is not going to apply to you, right? So that's the answer. So meaning what the Rishonim were all assuming, and the Taisus speaks this out almost befeirish, a little different. You look in the third to last Taisus. Remember the Ktanim in Tzrich Limnos, the Ochlim in a Pesach, Lo Vekenech Shalom Menuiv, the Lo Azra Achmona Pesach Shalom Menuiv, Elahana de Isnu Bemitzus Tachoyis, Alosu de Lo Shlayach Buhu Lo Mayri. Midi, and Taisus brings a proof. Midi Dahavi Anoshim Dirishus. The Gemara has a Machlikas Tanoim whether or not women are obligated in Pesach Rishon. The major Machlikas Tanoim. It chaps a big nafgamina, the Gemara in the eighth parak of Pesachim tries to calculate different cases when Rov Am Yisrael is Tame to know if you could have the din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur to bring the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Rishon, and not be Nidchis, the Pesach Sheni. This week's Parsha. Oh. Right, this week's Parsha. If you have Miyit of the Am, it goes to Pesach Sheni. And if you have Rov of the Am, so you're Doiche, the Pesach B'toma, with Tumah Hutra B'tzibur or whatever you hold, Tumah Tchui B'tzibur, whatever it is. So the Gemara wants to know what happens if you have mechza, and then you have nashim. So it depends. Do you hold nashim or mukhiyavos in it, or do you hold nashim or not mukhiyavos? That's the Gemara goes back and forth different tanoim. So the Gemara says there are some tanoim that hold nashim are rishus. So what did the nashim eat that night for dinner? There was carbon pesach that was being served. Shafa bishayin chayavos bepesach mutaros lechol mimenu. Vein nikra shalom enuyo v'chem ektanim. Just like by nashim, they were allowed to eat it because they weren't mitzuva in the mitzvah lehimonos, so it wouldn't be usher for them not to eat it. The isser only applies to men that had to be nischayiv in the Karban Pesach, and therefore they had to be nisman. Okay? So that's the sheet of Taisus, and that's the sheet of the other Rav. There is a fascinating Rash Mishantz that's common, that's brought down in the commentary of the Taurus Kayana. So the Rash Mishantz says that no, the entire premise of the kasha is wrong. I was asking, and the Rishonim are asking, L'chayr, it should be usser for you to give this to your child, because this is the classic isser of Lo Safinam Biyadayim, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, that the Gemara tells us in a few places, spoke about Yishalom Zohar, right? The Gemara tells us by Tumas Kohanim, by Tumas Shrotzim, by Dam, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to give an isser to your child. The Gemara says in the Yevamos, in the 10th Perek, so the Gemara says there that there's a machlekes whether or not bezdin mitzuvin la'afrisho. If a bezdin or an adult sees a child doing an iser, eating non-kosher, so I might not be obligated to be mafresh them from doing an iser. But the Gemara says, but everyone agrees, le'safinan bi'adayim. The Gemara says you can't stuff an iser. Can't facilitate an iser. This is a big hack. You know where the gvul is. How does that translate into putting the child near the light switch? You know, is that svia b'yadayim? Is that not svia b'yadayim? Is that like mamish giving them McDonald's and not McDonald's? Right, the different hasharas and what's considered svia b'yadayim or not. Mishael Melech has a whole discussion. If I say something or not, you know, is that going to be svia b'yadayim or you mamish have to be meichel them? Something like that. So whatever it is, we'll leave that now. But there's a fundamental assumption that Svi Yadayim is a problem. So that's what was bothering the Rishonim on the daf over here. The L'chayra, this should be Selebe Yisav Zlav D'Raisa, that could be very nice, and therefore it's not a good Raya, but L'maisa, how are they eating it? So that's the Rishonim have to come up with a klal and say, no, you have to understand the Isser of not eating Karban Pesach was only said to those that were a Bar Hochi or a Mitzuva, and therefore the Isser doesn't apply. So the Rash Mishan says a different shot. The Rash Mishan says, no, it's not an Isser Bechlau. It's just a mitzvah. You want to be yoyt to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? So register for the Korban. You're not going to register for the Korban, you're not going to be yoyt to the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Rash Mishan. So Mela is up to Rash Mishan. So Mela, it's all just a mitzvah. So then that's why there's no Isser Svi B'Yadayim. That's the chiddush of the Rash Mishan. So Bikoyach this Kasha. It's a chiddush. We usually assume that eating someone else's Korban Pesach is taka an Isser. And it's not just that you is a hechit. No, it's all based on this din. What is tachoisu? So the Rishonim over here is assuming that it's lachar, it's an iser, but the Rash Rishan says maybe not. Maybe it's not aser. Maybe it's just a way to be mekayim. So memela, it's not going to have the din of the Yisr Sfiya. Al derech that pshat, there is a tshuva of the Chikrei Lev, and he writes, what?
He has a piece on the Gemara in Moses.
Yeah, what does he say? You texted me the piece?
No, I didn't.
You texted me the Gemara?
He wants to know why
Dalton. Oh, yeah, so what did you say? Yeah.
He says, why what? Only the Sorach Mitzvah. Were you allowed to even put for a Kedas? Were you allowed to even suggest?
But the Gemara says it's awesome. We're talking about Sfiyah B'Yadayim. There is not Sfiyah B'Yadayim. The Gemara says Sfiyah B'Yadayim is awesome. So the Chikrei Lev has a Chiddush. And this comes up in another area of halacha. Maybe I was actually thinking about while I was preparing for this, I was thinking maybe should I have to talk about this on Shabbos. This is a hot topic, very hot topic. And the Velt assumes like this. But the Velt might be wrong. But we have to talk about it. But it goes like this. The Chikrei Lev has a chiddush. He says, if all you look at all the examples that the Gemara discusses, Tumas Shratzim, Dam, Tumas Kayanim, that's it, right? Shratzim, Isser Sheretz, Dam, Tumas Kayanim. So all those are lavim. They're all loisases. So the shaila is what happens where it's an, let's say even it's an Isser essay, right? So maybe there's no din of Sviya V'Yadayim on a lower level Isser like that, where you don't have a lav, you don't have malchus, you don't have that severity. Like Dumya to those cases. It should be pointed out, by the way, we don't paskin like this, but there is a sheet that the Tur brings down that you shouldn't even extrapolate outside of those cases that the Gemara brings down where the Yisr and Isser Sfiyah B'Yadayim, which is a fascinating chiddush. You know, comes out if you hold like that sheet in the Rishayim, it's mutter to give McDonald's to your child. You know, but we don't paskin like that. The Tur rejects it, but that's just an assumption that we're assuming that you extrapolate from those three Yisurim. So those are a few of the terutzim to this Yisaitis de Gakasha, how to navigate around the Rishonim's Kasha from our Sugya, how the Ketanim could eat. But if you look at your WhatsApps, I brought down a Moir de Gataisis. And to me, this Taisis is wild. Taisis in Psachim Pei Chesem et Aleph, ask the Rishonim's Kasha. I'll read it outside. Inside. Vim Toimer. Veheach machil pesach shaloy lemenuyev. Ni de kota noichel nevelas ein beuzim mitzuv na frisho. Lefasafos lo biyadayim osir. Kedomer per kheresh yivam is kuf yadalad manav. So the Balei Taisis are asking our Kasha, how are you able to feed the carbon pesach to your child? Voy Marie, listen to this. The din of Sfiyah B'Yadayim is learnt out from the pasuk loy sachilum, do not feed them. The loy es aser ela dumya de shrotzim unevelus. It's not aser except for shrotzim unevelus. Avachiyai gavna de ikach chinuch mitzvah shari. What? Tosis is saying that you have to mamish al derech that rishon in the Torah. That don't extrapolate too much from the cases, right? Like al derech that chikrei lev, that lav, but Tosis is saying a different cheshbon. That if it's in a matzav of chinuch, sounds like Tosis is saying there is no iser of sfiyah b'yadayim. So l'mashal, let me give you the case. Rabbi say nedarim lamed v'manav. Listen to this. Okay, you're coming to shul. Okay, the eruv's down. You want your kid to daven next to you. Right, Ephraim's coming to shul. Right, Eitan's coming to shul, and there's no Erev, but he needs a sitter. Right, or you get him his sitter, and now he's going to carry. So now I'm going to say, what do you mean? Also listapus, Sfiyah B'Yadayim. What do you mean? It's an isser. How could you let him carry? Right, let's forget whether it's karmelus or not. I don't know. Let's not get into that. Let's assume that the isser Sfiyah applies to the Durabanan also, which we paskin like. So now, but hey, let's say we're in Brooklyn, okay? It's a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, okay? And there's a big shaila. So Taisus is going to say, Psachim Peches, Machmas Ar Sugya. No, it's Chinuch. It's chinuch, so there's no iser svi of yadayim. And the Mogen Avram in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, which is the din of chinuch, quotes this Tosis. Quotes Tosis Pesach, quotes Ar Shalgia. And he says, but makom chinuch, so then you don't have an iser of svi of yadayim. It's wild. Not only is it wild conceptually, Rabbi Sai, how does that even work? What is chinuch? Chinuch means what? That he is a mitzvah what? Midrabbanan, right? Somebody has a mitzvah midrabbanan, right? We know klar from the Gemaras all over that a katan is only at most a bar chiyuvim midrabbanan, and according to some rishonim, he might not even have the mitzvah. I might have the mitzvah, right? How is that affecting Sfiya Biyadayim on a level d'oraisa? Right? Again, we're not going the route of the other Rishayna, right? Unless we are. Unless you want to touch up that, no, Taisus was assuming like all of our Rishaynim, and Taisus was saying, on a level of Derabbanon, why is it it's still Aser? And on a level of Derabbanon, he says, no, hey, mamr ve, hey, mamr ve, makum chinuch. That's a lot to be maisif to the Taisus, right? That's not what Taisus sounds like. Taisus sounds like, there's an issus via biadaim. I'm rejecting the Ran. I'm rejecting Tosis in Psachim, in Nedarim. I'm rejecting the Rash Mishans. There really is an isser over here, a bona fide isser over here. Why is it mutter? Chinuch. How does that work? What does that even mean? So that's the Magen Avraham. Just quotes our Tosis. So there is a Chassam Sefer. I put it in the group. Some sefer here that really changes everything. Some sefer on our daf. Before I do the some sefer, I want to ask a kasha that Tzarfati once asked me, and I think he actually showed. Could be that he showed me this part in the Turi Evan years ago. So the Turi Evan asked a bomb kasha. Rav Evan says there are many Rishonim that hold you can only mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch if the child does the mitzvah kedin, right? If it's pot, right? It's a whole shmuz on sukkis. We gave shiram on it in the past, right? The lulav of hashol and the lulav of hayavish, and right. So the shail is there's a major machlok Rishonim, the Mordechai and the other Rishonim. So if you assume that it has to be kedin, so I don't understand something. Pasha shaila. You're gonna kick yourself that you never asked this kasha. It's a shmak a kasha. How are you ever mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana? It's a shmak a kasha. It's a shagazari the kasha. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so you can never be mechab. So,
what do you mean he can never be mechab?
He doesn't have das.
Oh, if the mitzvah is on him.
Yeah, if he's performing the mitzvah, he's got to do it. You're lacking something. So in the Olam, in YU, they're going to answer the kasha like this. If you ask Rav Shechter this kasha, he's going to say it's not a kasha. There's two ways you can answer a kasha. You can answer a kasha, or you can do a base aleve, you can uproot the kasha. Right? That's what? Oh, exactly. So in Rav Chaim, in YU, they're going to say there's kavana and there's das. There's kavana, and then there's he's a bar kavana. He's just not a bar das for lishma or for chaloisim or for rotzen. You know, you're gonna have to make these like brisker chiluk. Shagazari learned. By the way, this is fundamental and yisodistic for understanding that there were mamish different schools of thought within learning, and there was a Reb Kiva Eger and a Shagazari type learning, and then there was a new wave once Reb Chaim came on the floor and. Which is Givaldic, and I'm not trying to minimize it, but I think there was a little bit lost of that old Polish style, Lithuania, Lumdis, just chaskashas, Rav Kiva Eger just going through the dap and saying Tzarechin Godel, Tzarechin Godel, but like asking steers and chas, and not just everything was just clearing around and arriving. You know what I'm saying? There was a Harifus and a Bekias that was just So the Shagasari obviously assumed, and he understood Kavana and Das to be one entity. So the Shagasari says a Gevaldik Yisrael. He says, "There's by definition, there's never a Chisaron in the mitzvah of chinuch, if the reason for the chisaron is machmas katnus? By definition, that's what the mitzvah of chinuch is maneuvering around. So that if it's telling you that there's chinuch, so navada, you know, that's not going to be a pagam in the mitzvah. That's what the Turi Evan answers. So the Chassam Sofer says something very similar over here as well.
How do you say that the father is like standing over? If it is a das thing, so for like you say, like the father can like.
Hold yeah, I don't think Godol Omid Al Gabov works legabe kavana and mitzvahs. Yeah, yeah, I think it works legabe lishma, but it, right. So if you look in this Chassam Sofer. Some Sofer says, he quotes the Magen Avraham. If you see in the middle, let's skip the beginning. The Leiketaisis, you see the Leiketais Pesachim, Maisele Magen Avraham Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Udivreim Tzarchiyin Lekamon Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph Beran. So the Chassam Sofer asks Akasha, and he quotes Aran on Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, the next daf. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is talking about Talmud Torah to a katan who's mudra ano. Right? The Ran writes, Beferish, even if you hold katan in the Mitzvah Lafrisho, Aval Safiya B'Yadayim is Aser. So the Chassam Sofer is saying, you see Beferish from the Ran, not like Taisus and Psachim. Right? That Sfiya B'Yadayim even applies B'Makom Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So there is no heter of Chinuch Legabe Sfiya B'Yadayim. So that's some Sefer's. I mean, it's not such a kasha because Lamaisa, the Ran and Ardaf also argues with Taisus B'Sachim. So okay, the Ran's Shita is L'Shitaso that he holds Sfiya B'Yadayim even applies B'Makom Chinuch. Mavur Da'afilu Dvar Mitzvah Asa L'Mitzvah Le'Yisur L'Yinuka V'Deichuk L'Chalik Bein Av La'Achar Bin Yinzeh. Mikomakom nearly listen to this word. That Tosis loy amru ela b'mitzvah ke'ein Pesach. Di iavshar lechancho b'shum oifen im loy nachilu sheloy lemenuyev. The kevin tichilas labda araisa la Tosis im kein afilu b'mamanenoy sa la Pesach ein menuyev monoy nimtza loy mishkachas lechancho b'mitzvah achilas Pesach b'shum oifen. Very similar to the idea that Torah Evan. He says, no, Taisus' Zvart was talking about legabe the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Since the inyan of Karban Pesach, it's never shayach for him to really achieve this din of minoy, and I'm mechuyev to be mechanech in all mitzvahs, so al karchuch, there is no baha yitira lemitzvah leyisura. Aval ba'ofen acher, but to extend it like the Magen Avraham, to say now, every mitzvah, every iser that exists in the world is now going to be mutter when it's cheshben up against the chiyuv of chinuch. So the answer, ein adas soivloi. That's not what Tosfos meant. Tosfos meant it must be over here that the iser is removed. Why? Because the Torah wants me to be mechanech. The Torah wants me to be mechanech. So al karchel, there must not be an iser over here. Mechanech and achila, right? In the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And I have no way of being mechanech because by definition he's a katan and he can never do this mitzvah without that. So must have been the ratzon of the Torah was what? Was that the Yisr is not going to apply over here. But Chas v'Shalom says the Chassam Sofer, they're going to extrapolate over here and say, in my case that I gave you about sending the kid to shul and carrying now with an Erev, that now is it, when you have a balancing scale and you have an Yisr Sviya B'Yadayim, juxtaposed against the mitzvah of chinuch, so the mitzvah of chinuch outweighs. We don't have such a cheshbon. That's not what Tosfos meant, says the Chassam Sofer. So we'd have a major machlokes achronim, how to understand this pshat in Tosfos, and halacha l'maisa, how it's going to be relevant in our situation. So the Chassam Sofer takes a similar approach to the Turi Evan. My only kasha is, Rabbi Yisai, is at the end of the day, how does the Chassam Sofer get off the ground? L'maisa, if chinuch is only the rabbonon, so how could the concept of chinuch now tell me that there is no Isser Tzviya B'Yadayim on a level of the Araisa? His whole cheshbon is, what do you mean? The Torah wants me to be mechanech. No, it doesn't. It's only Midrabanan. Right? He's only a Bar Chiyuv Midrabanan. Right? So how do you make that cheshbon on a level of the Araisa that it's now Masalik the Isser Tzviya B'Yadayim?
Does he
hold
like Rav Asher Weiss?
or like Rav Asher Weiss, or like the Meshech Chachma. This is a riot to the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayera. Rabbi said the Yisoid HaDover is that it's not true that the mitzvah of Chinuch is Derabbanan. The Bar Chiyuvo is Derabbanan. You want to ask if he can pater you on a level Deraisa? He's not a Bar Chiyuvo on a level Derabbanan. They gave him a status of a Chiyuv on a level Derabbanan. Over the concept of Chinuch and Mimechanech in mitzvahs, that's what the Meshech Chochma says in the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu about Avram Avinu. How can I not tell him it's about stone? I love Avram Avinu. Leman Yitzaves, Bonavas Besov Achrov. He spreads the love and he spreads the lessons to generations. Zoch the Meshech Chochma, however you slice it, the concept of Chinuch is Deraisa Vishinantam Levanecha is a concept Deraisa. How it plays befrat in every situation, whether or not you're going to deal with a derabbanan chiyuv or a deraisa chiyuv, that's not what we're talking about. This toisis is a right to that Meshech Chochma. Because once you take the Chassam Sofer's cheshbon and you understand that what? Over here, it must have been that the Yisr Sviya Biyadayim didn't apply. Why? Because the Torah wanted to be merchanech, this child, in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and there's no way to be mekayim that with the din of Minoy. So al-Korcha, you see from the Divrei HaTosis that the concept of chinuch exists on a level of the race.